can imagine people that are going to go economics, love. It's like everybody fights about money. Economics is just money writ large. So
it's a problem,
but it's not.
But I think that, well, one of the problems is conflating economics with money. So economics is, you know, can be about behavioral economics, for example, is about why we do the things we do. It's psychology and economics. And there's a lot of behavioral economics in this book. So trying to understand why we act the way we do.
Often irrationally.
Often irrationally. And how we do that in the context of allocating resources, right? Or how we divide up resources. And that is really what marriage is. Like, marriage really is about sort of waking up every morning and deciding who's going to do what and how you're going to live together for the rest of your lives and how you're going to, how much of your love is yours and how much is, you know, to share and individuality versus your kids. And, you know, there's a lot of task management that goes into marriage, into the work of marriage. And so I don't think it's, I totally get that people are skeptical of the combination because it doesn't seem logical. But I think if you just give us a chance to say what we mean by it, and it doesn't mean money. Economics isn't money. Economics is
the study of how you allocate scarce resources. And I think that's what not everybody, people who don't have anything, any knowledge of economics, don't realize that that's what it is. It's like, how do societies thrive when there are a limited number of resources? And so the whole field offers ideas about how to thrive under, you know, in a world of limited resources, which, like Jenny said, is a lot of what married people struggle with is, you know, we talk about so many of the problems in the book go back to scarce resources. Okay, you don't have enough sex. You want more sex, but you're not having more sex because you're too tired. Resource problem, you know?
And then there's one thing we saw, like, we interviewed so many couples for this book, and if there was one thing that was utterly apparent across the country, in the middle of the country, red state, blue state, that people are so insanely stretched thin. Now, this is very familiar to us, like working moms, writing a book, you know, all this stuff. So we, of course, feel horribly stretched thin, but somehow think that it's worse for us. But then you go out and it's like everyone is so stretched thin, and so much tension comes from just trying to figure out how to get it all done, right? And different arrival points into how it should be done. I mean, it's like, remember, and kids really change the equation. You know, kids, there's just all that much more work that has to be divided up, that much more to debate different approaches. You know, it's just, it's a real tension point. So I just think that, again, economics brings something. It's just a new way of thinking about it. And I think, again, if you've been married once, twice, three times, or you've been married for a while, you know that there are issues that you've gone through time and time again, and you're not resolving them with your knee-jerk reaction, right? Like, you fight certain ways, and you know you fight certain ways. So, like, why not just try another approach and just see if it works? You know, we're not, this isn't a Bible. This is like a toolkit, right? Like, just hear a few ideas, see if these don't work, because none of us like to fight.
Right. And again, I mean, maybe it sounds kind of grim to say, well, marriage is about this. And, you know, caveat, we're writing this book for people who love each other, want to have a good marriage, you know, but find themselves stuck in certain ruts and find themselves having a hard time navigating the business side of marriage, which is what Jenny was talking about. The kids, the bills, the juggling careers, whatever it is, all that stuff that two people who love each other have to deal with, but aren't necessarily about romance or love.
And sometimes feel less in love because of the logistics.
Right.
Which seems crazy. Like, how could you love someone less because of a bunch of logistics? But it happens.
What's your favorite economic thing that you managed to get into the book and that worked out really well that you're really happy with?
The thing that I love most in the book is the game theory chapter, because it was it's fun. It makes my brain happy to think about game theory and marriage and this counterintuitive idea that being strategic is good. And so I really like that chapter. But the one that has the most resonance for me is actually the one that my husband and I are featured in, which is the loss aversion chapter, and this idea of, like, you know, when you're losing something, we hate to lose so much that we start acting irrationally when we feel that we're losing. And, you know, that's why there's pawn shops next to casinos, because they know once people are down, they're going to bet the house, they're going to go and exchange their wedding rings and come back and lose even more money. And for a competitive person like me who likes to win, this plays out for sure in arguments that, I mean, I can just argue all night with my husband. And yeah, you're making a face because that sounds like really painful. And
because we've been married before, you and I.
Exactly. it's painful for him, and it has gotten me nowhere for most of my marriage. And so it's something that I really have taken to heart, this idea of, wait, I'm actually just insisting that he say I'm right. I'm not actually working toward a resolution anymore. It's become about winning. I need a timeout. And forcing myself to do that, I mean, first of all, he actually appreciates it, which is... build some goodwill, because he really is under the covers wanting to fall asleep and not, you know, not being allowed to. Second of all, I always, not always, but like 85% of the time in the morning, I'm kind of like, whatever. And if I'm still upset, we talk about it and it's basically dealt with. So not every time. I mean, I still fail in my mission to conquer my loss aversion. But it's a concept that really has stuck with me.
Well done. I was very impressed by the end of it. And
thank you.
I may just keep this one off to the side. I'm not sure if I'll let my girlfriend beat it or not.
You know, she might use it against you?
Yeah.
But it sounds like you're the perfect guy now, so yeah. How could she?
The book is Spousonomics, Using Economics to Master Love, Marriage, and Dirty Dishes. I've been speaking with the authors Paula Schumann and Jenny Anderson, and Spousonomics is published by Random House.